All right, so it's Dan here, and it's now near the end of April. I've got John here, and he attended the seminar back in November. So welcome, John.
G'day.
So I suppose the first thing I want to do is get the backstory. Why did you decide to start working on this area of your life and come to the seminar? What was going on there?
Most of my life, the thing that I felt most uncomfortable with was approaching women and being able to form relationships. Always had problems with that. Largely due to confidence, I simply couldn't approach. Okay. And not long before I'd heard about the seminar, I'd met someone through work who I'd become very interested in. And things seemed to go along nicely, but I got shot down just brilliantly. So I felt really bad and I realised I've got to do something, otherwise this is going to keep happening again and again and again and again. And I found it online and thought, what the heck, I'll go along. So that's why I decided to go.
When you say you got shot down, what was the what happened there?
I asked her, I can't remember where I was asking her, but she thought that it was as a friend, and I had gone through that whole rigmarole of saying, of becoming her friend rather than creating any interest.
So, and yeah, doing it backwards, doing the flow backwards.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she laughed at me and told me I was stupid. I do remember being told I was stupid.
Stupid.
Verbatim.
How's that?
Pretty miserable.
All right, actually, we've got Ben here as well. Ben was just sitting over there quietly, but he just wants to add in something
now.
So,
myself. I'm just going to ask a question. You said initially, before you came to the seminar, that you lacked confidence and you weren't really into approaching women. What were you thinking then? Like, why did you lack confidence?
Every time I tried, I sat down and I thought to myself, this could go wrong. I've got to do it. I've got to do it. I've got to do it. And then I'd start to lock up, and I'd start imagining the worst that could possibly happen. I'd get shot down, I'd feel terrible, I would feel worse and worse, and every single time that went through my mind, it just made the situation worse.
Mm.
I felt worse about myself afterwards, and it made it harder and harder to approach people. And that didn't just cause problems in my dating with women, it also meant that I was more uncomfortable talking to everybody.
Yeah, definitely.
So it really shut my confidence down.
What sort of solutions were you trying to find before you came to our site? Like, what did you try before that? Because I know when I was first learning, I was trying all sorts of stuff. But what were you thinking? You thought, okay, this is happening to me. Were you thinking, how do I fix this? And then what did you try to do?
I started asking friends, family, how do I approach people?
Right.
The usual answer was, just be yourself. Women will like you for who you are, which is garbage, quite frankly.
Yeah, you need to be able to be attractive with your personality,
What I tended to do was to suck up to women, to suck up to people.
Right.
And hopefully that would make them feel better about me, and therefore they would start being interested. So I went down the path of just becoming friends rather than creating any form of attraction.
Mm.
So would it be fair to say, actually I should ask you the question, why did you feel like you needed to suck up to women? Why were you using that as your so-called strategy?
I felt bad about myself, so I wanted them to be impressed by it.
Mm.
I wanted them to
you
be
You thought
close.
That was the right way to do things?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
And I suppose you thought, because you know, it's a common strategy that guys use, and personally I used to use it as well when I was struggling with women. And for me it was about, you know, if I'm being nice to women, then surely they're going to be nice to me back. And look, they'll just accept me if I can just be nice, you know, because I don't really feel very good about myself. So hopefully, if I'm nice enough, they'll give me that validation and that approval, and then I can start feeling more confident around them, because at the moment I don't.
Not so much feeling that it would make me feel more confident, but falling into that trap of thinking that if they like me as a person and as a friend, then they're going to get to like me later on as more than a friend.
Okay.
And now I can see that it simply sets you up to be left in that whole friend area.
Mm. All right, so let's go now to the seminar. You came along to the seminar. What are some of the things that blew your mind there? What are some of the things you learned that really helped to change how you're thinking about it and how, you know, your confidence level and your ability to approach women?
One of the things that really struck a chord, and I can't remember the quote exactly, but I think it was Ben who had said, women thrive on how confident a man is.
Mm.
And that sort of set off in my mind that no matter what I do in terms of being a friend, I'm not going to actually achieve anything.
Mm.
if I come across as confident, then I will start achieving things.
Mm.
And not so much looking towards being nice to them, but looking towards caring more about myself. If I have that confidence, if I have that self-respect initially, people will start to be appealed by me. And once again, I realized very suddenly that it's not just women, that it applies to your entire life. But at that stage in my life, and it's a stage where a lot of men are, they're really focused on pleasing women. And it was to take that focus from pleasing women to asking how, or I should say asking yourself, how can I be the sort of person that women will want to please?
Wow, that's fantastic. Mm. That's a really big mindset shift. That's fantastic.
You actually hit on a really big key point there halfway through what you were saying, and you said, you talked about respect. And actually, not respect from other people, but having respect for yourself. So what you're saying is, like, you know, prior to learning about how to improve your confidence, you didn't have any respect for yourself?
Very little. Very little.
And that you found that, like, once you changed that, net, you actually started to respect yourself. What happened then?
I found people just responded to me better. Everybody. I tended to find that people were just very impressed by who I was, how I came across. I started just finding it very, very easy to meet women all the time. It didn't matter where I was. I could be in the train. I could be at work. I could be wandering around the city, just wasting time. And I found that people would simply respond very, very quickly if I had the bearing that said, I'm valuable. I understand my own value. And what I found was that I stopped trying to date women and I just started having fun. Because to me, dating had initially been, you've got to impress this girl so that she will be interested in you. But then it simply became, I was there to have a bit of fun and tease her, and if I wanted it to go further, it would.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And that is the mindset shift that we're talking about, that obviously you have got. And, you know, with dating power, it's about knowing what to do so women do want to be with you. They do see you as attractive. They want to date you. They want to, you know, meet up with you. They want to have a relationship with you. As opposed to you trying to get into a dating relationship, you trying to get the girl. And when the guy is chasing the girl, it often turns out that the girl's going to put up some resistance, she's going to play a little bit harder to get. But when you flip it and you're having a good time, you're being attractive by using humour and flirting and all those sorts of things, then women are coming to you. And it's a lot easier.
I've got a fantastic example of exactly that. Mm. I'd done some Latin dancing.
Okay.
Just for entertainment, simply because I was feeling better about myself. And we did it in lines, and there was this woman behind me who was just gorgeous. She was the sort of woman who, before I went, I just would have been terrified to speak to. I would not have been able to approach, I would not have been able to communicate with. And I turned around when we were midway through the dance, and I said, stop staring at my ass.
Oh, that's great.
And I kept this up all night. I'd just turn around and keep telling her, you're still staring at my ass. Stop it. At the end of the night, she grabbed my phone and put her number into it and told me to call her the next day.
You didn't even have to ask. She just grabbed your phone.
She grabbed my phone, and it was in my pocket at the time. This totally blew my mind.
That is fantastic.
It had never happened anything like that before in my entire life. And it was simply due to the fact that even though I was there with a lot of other guys who were all trying to be nice to her and trying to impress her, I basically told her that she was trying to size me up and she had no chance. And suddenly I realised I was a challenge to her.
So that's great. Looking at that, that's really interesting because I'd like to know, like, prior to working on all this stuff and learning the things that you've learned at the seminar and then using them in your life, would you have thought something like that was possible before?
I did not think it was in any way possible. Like, I did not think I was the sort of person who would ever have.
Why?
I suppose I'd learnt, just through years of doing the wrong thing, I'd learnt this incorrect assumption about myself that I just was not the sort of person that women would be impressed by.
Mm.
That I was not the sort of person who could get up in front of a gorgeous woman and start teasing her and not care if she was angry, not care if she was annoyed. And
yeah, it ends up with her coming over, taking your phone out of your pocket, putting a number in and saying, call me. That's fantastic.
Yep.
So you showed us a picture just when we came into the room here of the girl that you're with at the moment. Now, yep. is that particular girl?
No, this
right,
is another
okay.
one.
Oh, right. You tell us that.
All right, so yeah, you were saying that we had a brief chat before and you were saying pretty much right after the seminar, it was within a, I don't know, you
within
said
a
near,
few
the,
months,
near the end of November or something.
Near the end of November.
So what happened?
I was wandering down near Melbourne Central. Mm-hmm. And I saw this girl who I thought, she's gorgeous. Fantastic, but just gorgeous. And she was looking vaguely lost. So I decided I'll be nice, wander up, introduced myself and said, what are you up to? And she said, well, she doesn't know where she is. She's only come to Australia recently, so she was feeling very out of her comfort zone. And she needed to get a phone. So instead of saying, okay, you can do this, this would be the best thing, I looked at her and said, okay, well, follow me, we'll go and get you one.
That's awesome.
Took the lead?
Took
That's
the lead.
That's fantastic.
Right from the start.
That is fantastic.
And as I walked down, I just kept teasing her, joking with her. And most of the time, trying to annoy her.
This is the girl you've just met.
This is the girl I've just met, now less than 5 minutes
to guys who don't understand this stuff, that would seem like the worst thing to do. But you were trying to annoy her.
That
is amazing. But you would have been doing it in a playful way, of course. Yeah.
A very playful way.
And this is during the day, just to confirm, is it?
During the day.
Okay,
it was about 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
And we went down, I showed her where she could get a phone, and I told her, well, 10 minutes, once you've got it, come and meet me for a coffee.
Right, so you let her go with it. You let her go and get the phone, you didn't go in there and pick it out for her. And...
Nope.
You know, we were just talking about something like that the other day, and that is an extremely powerful thing to do, to talk to a girl, meet her, and then not follow her around and try to stay with her the whole time, but just say, hey, I'm going to be over here having a coffee, come down. Now, that's awesome. That's advanced stuff, mate. That's fantastic.
What it told her was that it didn't matter to me if she didn't want to.
Yeah.
That I was valuable enough, that I was strong enough in myself, that I didn't care whether she came or not.
And it relieves a lot of pressure too, because you're not standing there trying to pick her up and make something happen. You know, you need something to happen right now, and you're not going to let her go until something happens. You're, as you say, it doesn't mean that much to you. You're going to go over and do what you're going to do, and if she comes along, then fantastic.
If
so what ended up happening?
Well, we sat down and had a coffee, and she hadn't been very long in Australia. She was very interested in seeing other things, so I said, well, meet me in the evening and I'll drag you out for dinner somewhere fun.
Mm-hmm.
I did that. I found out she didn't like anything spicy, so I made sure I got her something very spicy.
Oh, gosh.
She told me she didn't want to see me again and called me about an hour after we left to say, when are we meeting next time?
Well, the question I actually want to ask you now is, that whole scenario is fantastic, the way you met this girl and what happened, but how do you think you would have handled that situation when you first met the girl had you not learned all the things that that we teach and all the things that you've implemented?
I would probably have not even had the confidence to go up and say hello in the first place.
Mm.
If she had approached me and asked me for help, then I would have been very quiet. I would have spent my time trying to impress her, trying to look good.
Trying to be nice. Yeah.
And I'd come across, at best, as a friend, at worst, as some creepy guy who was trying to pick her up. Not as someone who was confident and in control of himself and didn't really care about the results.
Mm.
I think it simply would have added on to that misapprehension that I don't have value in myself, rather than coming across to her as this fantastic, weird guy who she had just met in an entirely new country when she was very uncomfortable, that put her at ease, that didn't pressure her in any way, and just said, you can spend some time with
That's
me.
That's the key word, you didn't pressure her in any way.
Mm-hmm.
And you were being confident, which, as you were saying before, you were referring to what Ben said, women thrive on a guy's confidence. And you're going over there and approaching her during the day, which takes a lot of confidence, and then you're taking the lead, and then you're not being needy by going off and saying, I'm going to go have a coffee. That's what that is. It's like a girl's dream. you know, something out of a romance movie that they think is, you know, their way to happen their whole lives, and you're doing that as just off the cuff, being spontaneous with it. That's fantastic.
Well, it's not about trying to impress. It's about having fun.
Mm.
It's not about trying to please someone, because if this person is not interested, there are millions of other women out there that you can meet. Mm. It doesn't matter. And that lack of confidence is simply because I thought that every single one did. Because to me, at that time, it was almost impossible to meet women.
Mm.
Now, I can do it all the time. I still find myself accidentally doing it, even though...
accidentally?
even though I'm living with someone who...
Yeah. Just go into that. What does that mean?
Yeah, yeah, what's accidentally?
I want to know more about that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I might be doing things you shouldn't be doing.
I try hard not to.
Yeah.
I find that if I happen to be sitting across from someone in the train and they look interesting, I'll start talking to them. And then I'll start flirting with them. And I literally have to stop myself.
That's amazing.
Because you committed to the girl you're seeing now, yeah?
Exactly.
Yeah. So what this girl that you met out during the day, you're still with her?
Yes.
Is that right? And yes. You're saying quickly before that you guys are now living together.
Yes, we moved in together about 2 months after I met her.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
That's nuts. Well, this is really, it's like, when you mentioned the thing there about, you know, accidentally meeting women, trying not to do that, it's interesting because it's like your mindset's gone from, I lack confidence and I've got no idea how to approach and meet women, to, here's a girl that looks interesting, but I've got a girlfriend, but I'll, you know, I'll start a conversation with her anyway, just because that's who you've become.
It's not.
And you're not actually trying to pick her up, but indirectly, as a result of just being cool and chatting to her, like,
she's going to be very attractive.
She's giving you green lights.
Yeah.
That has happened again and again and again, and it is... I almost feel that the person who I've become is just so totally different to who I was. It's not so much that I say, this is a woman who's interesting, I'd like to chat to her. It's, hey, here's someone to chat to, let's have fun.
Yeah, she's just another person.
Exactly. It no longer matters in any way. And I often have to stop myself from being too flirty, being too approachable, for that very reason, because I'm in a committed relationship. And it can be very, very hard once you've gone from that mindset of, I can't do this, to suddenly, I can do this, wow, it's amazing, I want to do it all the
time. You've got all the options, that's right.
You're in control now.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've met this girl now, and you've been dating her for a while, and you're now living with her. What are some of the things that you've you learned at the seminar that you're actually now using within your relationship and you're now putting into practice, so to speak?
One of the things that I learnt and I find really useful is that I've always got to take the lead, take control, that she really wants to be, he or she wants to have this guy who's confident, who's cocky, who can just say, right, we're going somewhere, we're going to have some fun. That attitude I use all the time, every single day when we do something, I just say, right, we're going. I usually don't tell her, I want to surprise her with it. I always want, whenever I do anything, the impression to come across that it's off the cuff, it's spontaneous, it's fun. And that just makes her more and more excited about
it. She'd love you for that.
She does. The other thing is some of the, use the term, power moves. One of the ones I love.
Power moves, fantastic. Oh. I'm so glad to hear you say that, because that's one of our favourite parts of the whole seminar. So go.
That's because I was talking about
it. The one I love is getting it a turn for me to look at it.
Yeah. Right. What?
Okay. Yeah, I literally just stand there and wave my finger to say, turn around.
And that's an adaptation on the power.
I know. We were talking about doing it during an interaction.
And actually you're
doing
moving
it.
The girl, you're just giving the signal.
But she loves it because it tells her that I'm attracted to her. I'm interested in a very physical sense.
You really
she
get this
wants
stuff.
To feel attracted.
This is awesome.
I hope so.
And it does make her feel attractive. It's again, it's one of those ultimate things for women. When you're doing that, the feelings that it gives her inside are just so powerful to her. She doesn't get those feelings around most guys. And in most of her relationships, if she has ever had relationships
she's
before.
She's never felt that way before.
Yeah, exactly.
The other one that I always enjoy doing, particularly when we're anywhere busy, is moving her from somewhere. And you put your hand behind and firmly but softly move her.
Mm.
And that seems to give her the impression she's with someone who's physically powerful, who is there, who could control her, but she's there for my enjoyment.
And you're also being charming too. You're not doing it in an aggressive way. Oh, so course. There's this whole thing of masculinity mixed with being charming, and women just find it absolutely, you know, irresistible.
Masculinity does not necessarily mean any form of aggression.
Exactly.
Mm.
To me, it now means confidence, the ability to, I suppose, control a situation by the force of your personality.
Mm.
Not by any physical means, but simply by the fact that you feel so confident in yourself, so confident in your approach, that other people respond to it.
Awesome.
So, like, how if, obviously, your friends have met this girl that you're living with now, and, like, how has all that gone down? Like, give us some, you're laughing now, so obviously something cool's happened. You better tell us about it.
My best friend, after the first time he met her, said, "How the hell did you meet someone that gorgeous?"
Well, she is hot. I can verify that as well. Did you see the photo, Ben?
Yeah.
Nice little brunette.
So what did he say? What drugs are you on? What are you taking?
He had no idea. He still cannot understand it. He's known the sort of women that I've been involved with, and they're nothing like her.
Yeah.
They're nothing like the sort of women
I've
started
with. She's got a bit of sass, this girl. You can see in the photo. Bit of sass, bit of personality, this girl, as well as being pretty. It's just, that's awesome.
She's got a fantastic personality. And part of what I came to, and just learning to be more confident, learning to value myself, is I don't deserve to be around someone who doesn't have a good personality. Someone who isn't going to make me enjoy myself around her. I deserve somebody who's great to be with, who's gorgeous, who's fun, who's not going to try to use me, who's not going to try to take advantage of me. And if there is somebody like that in my life, I don't need them.
Mm.
And I no longer feel as though women are so scarce in my life that I have to hold on to them if they're going to act that way.
You really are getting that, the stuff here, because that's something that Stu brought to the table when we were, you know, working on all this stuff. Stu really brought the mindset of the girl's got to be adding value to his life. If she's not adding value, she's subtracting value. And, like, he'll talk to, and he's got female friends of women who aren't the hottest girls in the world or just normal girls, but he'll only get into relationships with girls who are adding value. You know, if they're not adding value, as I said, they're subtracting value. And he's got that mindset that you've got now, that you deserve the best women. And that, from a guy who didn't think much of himself, wasn't confident, and was going around trying to impress everyone, now look at where you're at. That's fantastic.
Simply that I do impress them by being me.
Mm.
And I don't need to try anymore. It just happens, and it happens accidentally.
So, like, coming into the seminar, like, what was your mindset? Were you quite skeptical? Because I know a lot of guys are quite skeptical coming into something like what we teach. What were you thinking?
I had thought that I really didn't think much would work for me. It might help a little. It might make me feel a bit better, but I didn't really think that it would work. I just thought, well, nothing else has worked. I feel miserable. I feel bad about myself. My life is very much incomplete. I might as well try it.
What do you got to lose?
Exactly. And of course, a huge amount to gain.
Mm.
Now, I'm no longer in any form of abusive, negative relationships. I don't need to have those people in my life. I've got someone who's gorgeous, who's fun, who's tremendously exciting, and who really does improve my life. And she wants to improve my life because she wants to make me happy. Mm. Simply because I'm a guy who she's never been with anyone like me.
That's fantastic.
That's nice.
So what would you say to guys thinking about getting the Dating Power DVDs?
I would say, hurry up and do it. You have wasted so much time. Don't waste another minute.
Mm.
Your life can only improve.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
Oh, well, thank you very much, John, for spending this time here and sharing your story. Like, we really do appreciate it. And, I mean, by the sound of it, by what's been going on here, you really do get, you have got this stuff. It really has made sense to you. And, you know, I know by the look of Ben as well, like, we're just so happy to see that you've taken the information, you've used it, and you're actually getting the results that do come when you use the techniques, you use the information.
Yep.
So thank you very much for coming on today.
Thanks for having me.